Alléluia, 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 Alléluia. Blessed is the Virgin Mary who kept the word of God and prompted it in her heart. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. Each year Jesus' parents went to Jerusalem for the feast of Passover. When he was 12 years old, they went up according to festival custom. After they had completed his days, as they were returning, the boy Jesus remained behind in Jerusalem, but his parents did not know it. Thinking that he was in the caravan, they journeyed for a day and looked for him among their relatives and acquaintances, but not finding him, they returned to Jerusalem to look for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. And all who heard him were astonished at his understanding and his answers. When his parents saw him, they were astonished. And his mother said to him, "Son, why have you done this to us? Your father and I have been looking for you with great anxiety." And he said to them, "Why were you looking for me? Do you not know that I must be in my father's house?" But they did not understand what he said to them. He went down with them and came to Nazareth and was obedient to them. And his mother kept all these things in her heart. Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. From the Gospel description, we know that our Heavenly Mother knew nothing about the future. Even when she said, "You don't have to worry for me. I must be in my father's house." Very mysterious things. As a mother, Mary knows in beforehand the death of Jesus on the cross. I think as human being, she cannot survive. So Jesus did not reveal to her all these things. He just weakly mentioned to her, "Do you know that I have to do? I have to be in my father's place." Mary is suffering, but just moment by moment, she is teaching us by his knife that we also open ourselves to the view of God. We don't know about whatever happened will be tomorrow. Just do our best on a daily basis. That's all. I have Heavenly Mother also. Just accompany Jesus. This is the first time she lost Jesus. But it's a kind of preparation for Heavenly Mother to prepare the future that Jesus will one day will miss her. But Jesus didn't say anything, just mentioning that he has to be in the Father's house. That's all. A simple way. Now we can know that what happened, but at the time of Jesus, our Heavenly Mother knows nothing about the future. So let's learn from her. Keep everything in our heart. That means to say, believing all will be happened first is the will of God. Whatever, painful or joyful,
just leave it in the hands of God. Important way to live day by day. Like Heavenly Mother, all these 3 years of mission of Jesus, she was also by the side, accompanying him. That's all. Let us ask Heavenly Mother to give us this strength to do our best at every present moment. Just do our best, what we are doing at every present moment. Jesus, we trust in you.